Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
History is replete with examples of the exploitation of natural resources resulting in fabulous wealth for a few individuals, often to the detriment of others. North American cases include John Jacob Astor, America's first multimillionaire who based his fortune on fur trading, but was accused of cutthroat, monopolistic business practices. Andrew Carnegie became the richest man in the world via the steel industry with a foundation in the mining of iron ore. He was criticized for brutal labor practices. Timber barons are noteworthy for their cut-out and get-out policies of leaving the local populace destitute after complete removal of forest resources. Such illustrations are not all in the distant past. Not long ago, the new CEO of a large timber company based in the Pacific Northwest, but with considerable holdings in Louisiana, announced a policy that amounted to slash and burn of their old-growth forest tracts by telling his employees that he believed in the golden rule. That is, whoever has the gold rules. In Northwest Louisiana, vast deposits of natural gas are being developed with the advent of new technology in a geologic formation known as the Haynesville Shale. Large landowners are becoming instant millionaires. One owner of less than 400 acres received a lease check of $18 million even before his 23% share of royalties began. The relatively few people fortunate enough to own large tracts of land there live in a parish where 30% of the residents live below the poverty level. History reveals that those who exploit natural resources, unethically or otherwise, are capable of selfless social benevolence. After retiring, Astor became a patron of culture, building libraries and supporting the poor. In his old age, Carnegie had a change of heart and declared, "The man who dies rich dies disgraced," and proceeded to give away his fortune. The verdict is still out for those yet in the harvesting arena.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced at the studios of KEDM Public Radio.